White and the Household. Petoskey, Michigan, July 17, 1890. Dear Willie and the Household, we tarried in Kalamazoo 2 hours, then we stepped on board the cars for Petoskey without further change. Emma and I had berths in the sleeper. I slept well, and I needed it, as I was not able to sleep the night before longer than 1 o'clock. Brother Salisbury, Sister Weber, and Sister Dond met us, and we rode up to Brother Salisbury's in Sister Dond's carriage. We had a good breakfast prepared by Sister Salisbury. This place where Brother Salisbury has located is rural indeed, and far more pleasant and beautiful than I or any one of us had anticipated. Directly we were viewing the scenery. In front of the house, south and north, the beautiful blue waters of the lake delight the eye. The air blowing from the lake is cool and invigorating. I think I shall enjoy my visit here very much. I mean to feel that this is the line of my duty. But it is a circumstance so entirely new with me to go to any place to rest and recuperate that I seem to feel almost conscience-stricken and inquire, "Am I in the way of the Lord?" I expect to hold myself in readiness to obey the voice of God and do the bidding of the Lord. In reference to yourself, do tell me why you need to be in a hurry about renting or buying. You are welcome to consider that the room you now occupy is at your disposal and the room above it. Mary and yourself and family may sit at my table, and if this does not suit you, you can remove the carpet and have your table set in that room. We will find a place for Jelinski somewhere else, and you may use the bedroom as cook room for the time being. Anything to save you expenses. You know we have plenty of house room, and the children will not be in the way at all. If Linny will only remain at home, they are easily managed. Only think, Edson is to be gone, and we are to be gone east much of the time this winter, and shall be away this fall. And the house room will be plenty, and for you to be paying rent or forced to buy is a shame. The increase of family is not much expense, and for you it is a positive pleasure to help you and have you compose my family. I think the children get along nicely. I think if you buy, the Hunt place will suit you in every respect, as well or better than anything you can find. The barn is a good storeroom for trunks, a good woodshed for wood, a good playhouse for the children. The hen houses will be convenient for hens. They wish to sell their hens. The back lot for small fruit will be an advantage. You get the most that you want in this place, I think, but there is no hurry in your purchasing anywhere. Sister Sawyer now offers her place for $1,600, but the location is not favorable. There is a good shady yard, no barn, so that if it rains, the children will be confined to the house. I want to see these children happy and not have their disposition hurt with too many restrictions. I say again, Willie, my roomy house I want occupied. It seems like a waste of means to pay rent when there is really no need for it. We did not know what to do with the milk before you came, but it is a gratification to me to see it enjoyed by yourself and the children, and there is no dearth in that line. We, who are out to the lake, pray for you. With much love, Mother.